Chapter 33. Outside, beyond the rivers, the city of Narnum was gone from sight. It was Nath and Selene riding side by side on horseback over the plains into the sunlight. Behind them, a score of followers trailed on foot. Dracus, some armed and wearing heavy armor. The others clawed and scaled. Acolytes shuffled through the grass too, barely making any sound. Nath kept his eyes ahead. The rolling hills, flowers, and greenery were a welcome sight. It almost felt normal. It had been morning when they started, and it would be dusk before long. Nath had many questions for Selene. Where are we going? Why? But he didn't ask. He enjoyed the silence. A reprieve from his suffocating situation. Still, he was curious. Where were they going? And why the long ride? Perhaps she was taking him to another location. A prison, perhaps. A dungeon in the ground. He surveyed everything they passed. He knew the lands better than most people did, and nothing was out of the ordinary. Trees, shrubs, forest, mile after mile of high grasses and prairies. Selene stopped her horse and got off. She motioned Dracus over and handed him the reins.
You do the same,
she said to Nath.
Why?
Humor me, please,
she said. He shrugged his shoulders and slipped off, glaring at the Dracus that took the reins. The dragon men were eerie, wicked. Every one of them made him think of Kryzak.
All of you, return to Narnum,
she said, shooing them with her arm.
Nath and I need to be alone.
What? Why?
As you wish,
the lead Dracus said with a bow. Slowly, the procession wandered away and disappeared into the grassy fields. Nath's arms tingled. Selene, appearing to enjoy the wind in her face, looked stunning. Beautiful. Nath's breath became uneasy.
An amazing world, isn't it, Nath?
She said, toying with her hair. She walked through the meadow and looked back over her shoulder at him.
Come. We have plenty of time. After all, we are dragons.
Chest out and shoulders set, Nath took his place by her side, uncertain what to say. He'd been around plenty of women in his lifetime, but never one such as Selene. She was dynamic, enchanting, precarious. It roused his curiosity, drew him in. He'd never felt this way around any woman before.
There is freedom everywhere, Nath,
she said.
The birds don't worry where they nest. The rest of the world should not either. There is plenty of room for everyone, but some take too much.
Such as Barnabas,
he said.
We don't take, Nath Dragon. We protect.
No, you invade. Interfere. That's not how life should be.
Is that so?
She said.
You are a dragon, Nath. If everyone is so free, why are the dragons hiding?
She perched a brow.
Because your kind is selling them? Poaching them? Killing them?
He felt angry.
I've seen what Barnabas has done to the dragons. I've seen them caged, mutilated. Horrible things. And Barnabas is behind all of it. At least that is most of what I've seen.
She stopped, turned, and met his gaze. She draped her arms around his neck, and he could feel her gentle breath on his face. His heart raced.
We are dragons, Nath. And I want to see dragons as free as me and you. It hurts me when dragons are put through such vile things.
Her thumbs brushed over his cheeks.
Together we can put an end to all of that.
Nath swallowed. His mouth became dry. She drew closer. Her lips almost touched his.
I need you, Nath,
she said softly.
You need me. The world needs us.
She ran her fingers through his hair and searched his eyes.
I'm lonely, Nath. Have you ever felt lonely?
us.
What are you thinking, Nath?
She said with a dark twinkle in her eye. Something popped within him, a warning of some sort. His distracted wits began to gather. He took a breath and pushed her back.
I think you're the most gorgeous liar I've ever met. And I'm not interested in this.
He gazed around.
Seductive trap you've set.
Nath,
she moaned.
What kind of dragon do you think I am?
The worst kind,
he said, backing away.
And you brought me all the way out here to seduce me? To play more games?
I'm merely going about this the easy way,
she said, checking her painted claws. She sighed.
But, as usual, you want to go about things the hard way. But perhaps that is for the better.
She started loosening the buttons on her robes.
What are you doing?
Her tail lashed out and smote his cheek. Nath's blood ignited.
Are you mad?
You could say that, Nath. But I think that's an understatement.
Her face contorted, and her body began to grow. Larger scales popped up all over her arms, neck, and face.
Do you remember me telling you how disappointed I was after you battled Kryzak? Do you?
Gulping and backing away, he nodded. His eyes were glued to her. Her robes ripped, revealing a dragon's belly. Wings sprouted on her back and her neck stretched long and serpentine. Her voice deepened and resonated with power.
Do you think that buffoon Kryzak would have lasted 10 seconds with the likes of me? I'd have killed him in an instant, yet you...
Her tail slashed over the grass.
Almost died. You are an embarrassment to our kind.
She spread her wings and blasted green fire into the air. Selene's body had changed into that of a full dragon. 20 feet long with black scintillating scales. Claws, fangs, wings. She had it all. Spectacular. Riveting. Nath clenched his fists and backed away. Selene's face snaked down toward his. He could count the long lashes on her eyes.
How did you do that?
He demanded.
You are such a fool, Nath. You hold back. Are you a man wanting to be a dragon? Or a dragon wanting to be a man?
I think the latter. And that is truly sad.
She head-butted him with her curled horn. He stumbled to the ground, seeing stars and reeling.
Pathetic, Nath Dragon,
she said, shifting side to side.
And that is why you must die.
Her tail came up and down it went. Confused and stunned, pain lancing through his body, he tried to figure out what was going on. He rose. Her claws ripped across his chest, drawing blood. He cried out.
Oh!
Scream all you want. No one will come to your aid.
Nath shuffled side to side. His gold eyes were fixed upward to where she towered over him. Several feet. Sitting back on her haunches, as her tail slithered like a great snake in the grass. He became angry, jealous. How could she turn into a dragon and not he? She spit gobs of green fire at him. He jumped out of the way.
Come on, fight me, human.
There was nowhere to run. No blade for his hand, no friends to come to his aid. He clenched his teeth and rushed in, swinging for her nose. Her neck slid away. She laughed.
Ah, pathetic.
She batted her eyes and stuck her chin out.
Care to try again?
He swung. She dodged. He'd never seen such a big thing move so swiftly. She swatted her paw at him. He ducked under. She slapped him head over heels with the other paw. He crawled through the grass and started rising to his feet. She pounced right on top of his back, crushing him into the ground.
Are you a man or are you a dragon?
She said, shoving him down harder.
Are you a man or are you a dragon?
He couldn't speak with his face pushed into the ground. He strained to push up. No avail. He grunted.
What do you say?
She roared, lifting a paw off of him.
You always have something to say. What have you got to say for yourself now?
He rolled onto his back, sucked in his breath, and shot flames from his mouth. Selene leaped into the air, wings beating.
and soared into the sky, making a great wide circle. Gasping for breath, Nath watched with envy. It seemed every dragon could fly but him. She flew higher and higher, turned and dove downward, straight for him. He set his feet and gulped a lungful of air.
So be it.
She closed in. A geyser of flame shot from his mouth. Selene the dragon plucked him from the ground. Her talons dug deep into his shoulders. High into the air she soared and flung him across the sky. Spinning head over heels, he crashed into the earth. It went on like this. Once, twice, three more times. Nath struggled to his feet every time, shrugging off the searing pain that racked his body.
Why won't you die?
Selene roared.
Tell me, Nath, why won't you die?
Blood seeped over his scaly chest and dripped onto the grass as he staggered through the meadow. His paws were numb. His mouth was dry. Painful, bright spots leaped in his head. He teetered face first into the ground. Bewildered,